From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. German police say at least one man was killed when an explosive device went off in a car in central Berlin. Police say the victim was the driver of the car. No one else was reported hurt. Authorities there are investigating the accident. You can read more details at voanews.com. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday its first group of planes has left Syria. It's a move that came a day after President Vladimir Putin announced he was withdrawing most of his forces after a 5.5-month operation. The aircraft left an airbase in Syria's western Latakia province to fly back to Russia. Putin said Monday that the bulk of his military contingent in Syria would leave now that they have largely fulfilled their tasks there. Angola's UN ambassador Ismail Gaspar Martin, who holds the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council, said Russia's move and the launch of peace talks in Geneva Monday means there is a mood in the council toward a more positive outcome. Bangladesh's central bank governor, Atiur Rahman, resigned Tuesday after hackers stole $81 million from the country's foreign reserve account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The February 5th cyber heist could have been much worse, with the hackers trying to steal a total of $1 billion, but they were thwarted in part by an error in typing the name of a recipient in one of their transactions. Asian and European and Asian stock markets slid Tuesday after the Bank of Japan decided against more stimulus to support the economy. It comes ahead of a key meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Europe's main indices were down between 0.5% and 1% in late morning deals, easing gains won a day earlier on hopes of central bank action to boost the global economy. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said on Tuesday that there's no chance that border shutdowns throughout the Balkans would be lifted, and he urged refugees to move to reception centers set up by the state. It's the so-called Balkan route has been the main passage into northern Europe for hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Tsipras urged refugees and migrants to abandon persistent efforts to stay near the Greek border town of Idomeni because they put their lives at risk, and called on them to move to shelters instead. Voters in five U.S. states are making their choices Tuesday in presidential primaries as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton seek to further their leads, while those trailing try to inject new life into their campaigns. Florida is a key state in Tuesday's voting, where the Republican winner will get 99 delegates there. Another state to watch is Ohio, where Trump is locked in a close race with Governor John Kasich. A new World Health Organization study estimates nearly one quarter of all annual global deaths, 12.6 million, are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. A decade ago, the biggest killers were infectious diseases such as diarrhea and malaria linked to poor water, sanitation, and waste management. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Sudan will cut the number of staff at its embassies across the world to save costs, according to its foreign affairs ministry Tuesday. It comes as conflict and low oil prices are taking a toll on government finances. The nation plunged into civil war in late 2013 when a political crisis provoked fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and rebels allied with his former deputy, Riek Machar. South Sudan's economy has taken a beating since then. The transfer to the United States of Manuel Berga, the former head of the Peruvian Football Federation, on charges linked to the global FIFA corruption scandal, has been delayed because the U.S. extradition request did not meet criteria. According to the U.S. request, Berga is accused of receiving illicit payments in exchange for broadcast rights for several editions of the Copa America tournament. You can read more details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.